All right, good morning, Doug.
This is Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State, calling the meeting to order. The Attorney General and I are here, and we're waiting for the State Treasurer. We're going to go ahead and do the minutes and the loans before she gets here because there's no controversy. So I'd make a motion to approve the minutes of August 20th.
I second the motion subject to any, I second the motion, and I guess for discussion, I would just say that I'm happy to support them, but I'm also happy to amend them if the State Treasurer would like to make any changes, if there's any suggestion.
Okay.
If she has proposed changes.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, that's fair. I doubt there's any problem, but that's fair.
She's walking in right now. Do we want to ask her?
Okay. Wait till she sits down. Sarah?
Yeah, hi.
Hello. This is Doug. I started the meeting, and we got as far as the minutes being moved and seconded, so I'll turn it over to you.
All right, great. Well, glad the minutes have been approved and seconded. Is there – the motion has been in a
– Wait, and see if there's any discussion.
Oh, yeah, is there any discussion?
Not for me.
No.
Not for me either. So all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we've approved the minutes. Moving down to the next agenda item, which is approval of the loans.
We have two small loans.
Is there a motion to discuss?
I'd make a motion to approve the two loans.
I second that. Any discussion on the loans? Maybe, Rich, you can give us an overview of the loans?
Give a quick rundown. As Doug mentioned, there are two small loans. One is for a nearby school district, Rio, to surface and fence around their track and field track. And the other one is the town of Shepke.
For storm.
Up by Pelican Lake to clear up some storm damage. They actually hired a hurricane cleanup crew, and we're part of the big blowdown that happened a little bit earlier this year.
It's good to be helping them.
Yeah, I think this is something that is we've always known about, but I think we're going to start talking a little bit more about is how the state trust fund loan program can be used for emergency financing. With all of the extreme weather that has been happening, whether it was this spring or a year ago with the flooding, that we are able to kind of jump in quickly when need be to help these communities address local financing needs. So.
Yeah, generally in the past what I've done is send a broadcast letter out to all municipalities after a disaster declaration, and we'll continue that process.
Excellent.
Any other discussion? All right.
None.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye. All right. Great. The loans have been approved. There's no old business. There's no new business. So we are moving to routine business. Jonathan, the secretary's report.
Well, I don't have a report today.
Okay.
I think it's going to be in a brief meeting.
Right. Tom, do you have...
We might have one thing.
Could I use a couple of Jonathan's minutes?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yes.
For the next board meeting, staff will be bringing forward a proposed transaction that's more complicated than we've done in the past. Staff is proposing that we acquire approximately 1,000 acres. Part of it would be purchased, and part of it would be exchange, where we'd be exchanging other lands that we have. And actually, the exchange is three separate exchanges. So the National Park Trust, which manages wild and scenic rivers in Wisconsin, is interested in three parcels of land that we have. And because they are an agency that protects and conserve land, they should be the ones that we would be dealing with on a transaction like this. The Northwoods Land Trust is interested in a parcel of land that we have that, again, has some old-growth hemlocks on it. Not a productive parcel for us, but it's something they'd like to protect. And finally, the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, which manages some dams on the Wisconsin River, would like to acquire some of our lands that are actually overflowed and flooded at the present time. And again, not productive land for us.
Mm.
So by packaging this into one transaction, we would be moving some very unproductive parcels off of our books. We would be protecting the parcels that need protecting, and we'd be acquiring productive timberland that would generate more revenue for the school trust.
Just a quick question. Do you know how many acres of land that could, unproductive land that could be addressing off the top of your head, or?
It's over 500, but I don't remember the exact number.
Okay, just curious.
Maybe 700.
Okay. Jed, do you have a question?
And how many acres are we getting and from who?
About 1,000 acres from Minocqua Timber.
From who?
Minocqua Timber?
Minocqua Timber.
And why are they giving us land when they aren't getting anything?
They're not giving us land, Doug.
So we would be purchasing some of that, and we would be exchanging with these other parties that would be acquiring the rest of this land from Minocqua Timber. So when the dust settles, we would be getting all this acreage from Minocqua Timber. So like I said, it's more complicated, and I just wanted to give you a heads up that this is coming so that you're not surprised when it ends up on the agenda at the next meeting.
Well, I don't understand it, but I'll wait till you explain it to us later. Okay.
Take one more kick out.
So I'll take one more shot. The whole idea of this was to accomplish several goals at one time.
Well, so I understood all the goals, but I don't understand the actual who gets what and why.
Okay. At the end of the day, what we get is 1,272 acres of land from Minocqua Timber. That's what we get.
Okay. Got it.
What the National Park Trust gets is three separate parcels of land on the Namekagon and St. Croix Rivers. What the Northwoods Land Trust gets is a parcel in Iron County on Sack Lake. And what the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company gets is a bunch of parcels either under the Wisconsin River or next to the Wisconsin River up in Oneida and Vilas counties.
Yeah, I understood all that, but are those three people going to purchase the 1,000 acres from the timber company?
They would purchase about half of it from the timber company and then trade those acres to us.
Doug, this is Jonathan. Both Micah up north in Lake Tomahawk and the forestry staff and Tom have been working on this for quite a while. The deal is pretty straightforward, but it sounds complicated, more complicated than it is. What you've got is these three entities. Two of them are nonprofit land trusts, and one of them is the Wisconsin River Valley Improvement Association. We'll buy land from Minocqua Timber that is approximately equal in value to the land that we will trade them for the land that they've purchased from Minocqua Timber.
And then the rest of the money we will chip in from our fund.
And then the rest of the money we will chip in directly to Minocqua Timber for the balance that we owe them.
Okay. That's enough. I got it. Let's move on.
Nice job, Jonathan.
Great. So moving on to future agenda items, is there any agenda items that we need to add? Okay. Seeing none, move on to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll do so from way over here.
Great. I second that. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye.
Aye. We. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
You bet. Have a good day.